So you see different things, agenda items, agenda items. I'm just going to flip them over. Oh, okay. So I clicked on this one, and they've got a bunch of PDFs listed. And I have no idea what's in these reports. But if I just click on one, it will say you are not authorized to access that their school board. That's because I'm logged in. And because I'm logged in, I don't have rights to their documents to log in. So all you have to do is just go up here, copy that URL, put it in a different browser or go incognito, and then paste and go. Now, how do you go incognito on a laptop? On a Mac. I'm not sure. Does it say private window or incognito or something? If not, just open up another browser.
Okay.
And that's it. So, and keep in mind that you can access board docs on any device. So if you're at home and you're using your desktop or something, don't know. But you can open it. And see, now it opened. And then you can see whatever this document is, board report. It searches whatever they make available to the public. So just their public content. So whatever they, so anything they put up here. So see, we only see board content. We only see public content, administrative content, or executive content. So whatever they make available to the public is what they'll search. Some people will put their minutes, make their minutes available. Others will not. So you want to think about how people will say it, how they will spell it. Is there another way? Let me do transgender and see if that comes up. So then those are different ones. So now here's their policy in Forest Hill Local School District. No clue where that is in Ohio, but someplace in Ohio.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and they have Neola too, because I see it there on the website. Yeah. So, with Metasearch, I'm always amazed at what's in there. Anything that you're working on as a school district, since most of our subscribers are schools, whatever you're working on, somebody else is probably worked on it too, or is working on it too. So it's just a matter of, I'm gonna phrase it. Every now and then, you all might be working on something that's a very sensitive in nature, but it's a big issue for you, and when you do a search, you might find that somebody else is working on that same thing or has had that issue in the past. People have contacted board docs and asked us if we can ask the other school, or they could contact them about that. And we're happy to do that. We have no control over what they say, but you all are usually pretty cooperative since you have the same kinds of confidential things to work on. So we're happy to do that for you if it comes to that. All righty. Questions or comments? Dana? Hit that easy button.
Seems straightforward. I like it.
It is straightforward. Yes. It really is. The hardest part of the
story.
We need a
So Dana has the work. She really does. She's the most
talented. She's got it.
Just, you're still smiling.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
But she didn't have any problems at all doing this. And Todd, of course, knows it. And I was just quite impressed. He even got a chocolate gold star.
Wow.
Because he remembered.
Good job.
How to do things from before, so he didn't forget. Wow. So, yes.
He's young.
And what you're going to see here is, as Dana will email you, or I'll email you to let you know when we have activated the agenda, okay? Typically speaking, I know in the past here, We have sent the agenda to the board or put it up on the website, say Friday, you know, end of workday, so it was available, excuse me, on the website. This is going to be a little bit different, because what we'll do is we'll activate it and it becomes available to the board, okay? And we'll do that again on that same time schedule, maybe a little bit earlier in the week, but at least by Friday before we leave for the weekend. The community won't be able to go in and see the agenda, okay, until approximately midnight on Saturday, Friday night into Saturday morning, okay? So they'll still have all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and Monday all day before the meeting, okay, to review it. But we have it set up on a timer so it wouldn't be released to the public until 2 days before the meeting. So while you may be able to go and see it on Friday afternoon, or let's say we do it early on a Thursday, the public still won't see it until Saturday at midnight.
Okay. Is there going to be will we get any kind of automatic notification that once it's been uploaded, or?
You don't get an automatic notification, but either Dana or I would email the board.
Okay.
What I've done over the past several board meetings is, hey, you know, here's my information. By the way, the agenda's attached. In this case, I wouldn't say the agenda's attached. What I would say is, you know, the agenda is now active on board docs. Please go in and review it.
And so, Todd, I didn't show you and Dana this, but the way that you can do that is after you make that meeting active in the future, share over here. If you go to the share, click on that, and then click on your email, and it'll put the link in, and then you send them an email that just click on the link. And then they can do that.
The other thing is, as Sylvia was going through, and it talked about those three different content areas, public content areas, administrative content areas, and executive content areas. And so what I've used that in the past is, and what I see myself using it for is, as I go through the agenda and make notes to leave kind of a breadcrumb trail, if you will, to the board on what I'm doing with this resolution or why I'm recommending this to you. So in that, it'll be in the executive content. So you can see it, I can see it, Scott can see it. Dana, as the administrator of the account, can see it. But that's it. No one else in the district can see it. Other people have access to board docs, only have administrative level, not executive level. So we can communicate, or I can leave what my thought process is, why I'm doing something. Instead of email, I can put it right into board docs for you, so that you can see it as you're reviewing the resolutions. Oh, you know, why is Todd doing this? Okay, oh, there's his little, it could be a sentence, it could be a dissertation, depending on what the resolution is.
So who has access to the administrative level?
So the administrative level would be anyone else we put in on a district-wide level for access. And right now, the only two people outside of who we're talking about in this room right now is my secretary, Robin Allen, and then Brady Sheets, HR director. So those would be the other two. But in the future, even as we were talking in our meeting today, we may add other people. You know, a lot of resolutions come out of athletics, so we may add Tony or Kathy so that they can put in their own resolutions. A lot of resolutions comes out of Project Link. We may add Mike Walters, Waters, so he can go in and put in his resolutions. Again, they would have access to that administrative area, but they wouldn't have access to the executive level area. You may see a content in each of those three areas. An example would be is, let's say I'm making a recommendation to you for a contract, okay? I may include the contract as an attachment, okay, under the public area, okay? Because it's a contract, you know, the public can view it, they can search it, they can bring it up, whatever. Makes it easier so we don't have to deal with public records requests. That would be under public level, but my thought process, I would put in executive content for you. Same thing, maybe, you know, Brady may have something, a resolution of hiring, and it will list all the people out in the public content. These are all the people in their positions, step class, whatever we need to put in for the resolution itself. But he may put in his thought process under the administrative level, and then Scott in his review may put something under the executive level. So you may see things in each of those three areas. The public can only see what's in the public content. So a lot of times, again, we may have another contract situation. Let's say we're approving a contract with the Lerner School for Autism. It's a contract, but in that case, that contract may have a student's name in it. At that point, it's not a public record, not at least without being redacted first. So we may attach that contract for you to review under administrative or executive level. That would not fall under public content.
Neil is the contract with us. I'm assuming that we get updates on those documents over a period of time, right?
We do.
Okay. And I'm just thinking about our notification of that. Will that then be tied into board docs so that if a document is changed or updated, are we notified of that?
NEOLA doesn't make any changes to policy, okay? They'll never make a change to your policy. They will make recommendations to your superintendent, treasurer in some cases, but to your district, on what they think you should change your policy to, or different options that you have. So those notifications will still come through to Scott based on their recommendations.
And I just got a new box of them.
Oh,
a couple weeks ago. And I'm going to meet with Neola on Thursday to go through them, and then we'll bring in maybe go through them. But I'll still communicate it through the spreadsheet that I make and send out the actual updates.
And that contract is updated annually?
I would think so. I think that's something that we do annually, isn't it?
Neola, I'd have to go back. I thought my former district was like
an annual contract.
I thought I had a 3-year contract last time, but I would have to go back and look.
Thank you.
So when there's actually something in here, you'll be able to just click on.
It'll just be listed.
Oh, okay.
So it'll either be a link, if it's a link, a PDF, you'd click on it, it would open up in another tab for you.
Okay.
Or there'll actually just be, you know, some typing from, you know.
So what you're saying, if someone from the public was accessing this and there were links in here, they could not.
They would never be able to see the administrative or executive areas. Okay. Only the public content.
Okay.
Is everything in the board docs considered a public record?
You know, ultimately, pretty much everything we do as a district is a public record. So whether it's in board docs or some other electronic fashion, or if it's in a physical document, it still would be a public record subject to records retention and public records sunshine laws. So just because I put something in board docs that says, oh, okay, this is my thought process on it, you know, it would be, if I send it an email, it's still a public record. With the exception of things that are specifically not public records, example of FERPA student records, or attorney-client privileged information, you know, public records, regardless of the medium, they're still public records.
And are we gonna go back a period of time to try to put in past PDFs of, like, say, minutes, agendas, and things like that from, I mean, I know we could probably go back for years, but
yeah.
Are we going to go back at all?
You know, that's something we only talked about briefly with the sales rep when I was, and her name slips my mind, and I apologize.
Laura,
thank you. I talked to Laura about, and that's an option. We'd have to see if it would be a feasible option or not, if the PDFs would come in as searchable. You know, if they're not really searchable, there's no great incentive to put them in. You know, that's something we can look at and see what is in the best interest.
Aren't almost all of your documents PDFs?
Whose documents? Are you talking to Dana or board docs?
Board docs, the documents, so how they're stored and everything.
Board docs doesn't create them as PDFs. We upload whatever we want to board docs. Now, they highly, highly, highly recommend us, and I completely agree, that we put it in PDF, because PDF is almost universally openable on, you know, a multitude of devices. You don't need to have Word or this version of Word or things like that. So the PDFs, but again, it's how the PDF is originally created to determine if it's searchable or not. It doesn't mean that it's automatically searchable.
But if you have, like, your previous minutes in a PDF, like, created it in Word and saved it as a PDF, that is. And typically what people will do when they first go to board docs, they will add, like, maybe the previous school year minutes, and it's just little attachments, and that's it. And that helps when you're asking a question about when did whatever happen, then that would help. Now, if you don't have a searchable PDF, if you have a hard copy, if you have a way of scanning that in as a searchable PDF, then that would help. Otherwise, it would just be a picture file.
Yeah.
So typically, people will just put at least 1 year's worth of past minutes.
You guys do that as a service, like a document manager?
Mm-hmm, because you have your document.
No, I mean, if we didn't want to go through the process of taking out the hard copies and converting them into readable PDFs.
Oh, no, that's not something that we...
It's not real.
Now, again, I want to stress that we'll also have our minutes still available on our website. It doesn't mean that we're going, just because we're switching to board docs going forward, it doesn't mean that we would take down the minutes that we have listed on our website that are currently available.
I know, you just don't want to have two different places of information.
Sure.
Is there any way, if you think it's necessary, on our paper, Jenny, we have about the public may address the board, yada, yada, this whole statement?
Yep.
And we don't have it on here, is there any way we could...
It is. Actually, if you go in under the actual hearing of the public, like Sylvia, if you would click on, I think it's, if you can go to the top one, either one. As soon as you click on the hearing of the public, either one that's listed, either before the, you know, at the beginning of the meeting or at the end, we've copied that statement right into that agenda item.
Nice. Okay. Oh, wow.
So that's available. So what you'll see is, what my plan would be is, as we move forward with our meetings, if we're here in this room, we'll use the projector and computer, and what will happen is, as we go through the agenda item by item, I'll be sitting here clicking through so that the public can follow along on the screen as well. So what will happen is, as we go from agenda item to agenda item, it'll be listed there, and we'll try to work through that and see how it works out for us.
Now, I don't know if it's because of my eyes and glasses, but kind of hard to read the words.
Small.
Is there any way to just zoom or make it bigger?
There is. Yep. So
see?
She's zooming it up right now.
Oh, that's
getting
better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
You have,
can you see now?
So, like, if there was a way to just dim these lights,
yeah,
so that it's not
just a browser.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's much better.
Pete already came to me the other day and was talking about the possibility of replacing this projector with a higher powered one that would make it a little brighter. This is a little bit older of a projector. When I do it for the public during the meetings, I only use public view.
I mean, I knew you could find it.
I don't authenticate for the meeting. Are there any other questions for Sylvia?
No. Thank you, Sylvia.
I am going to lock my front door. Or log in and out. So again, remember, when you get that link, enter public site authenticate, you always authenticate.
All right.
And our goal would be is to have the next board meeting, which I believe we're scheduled for March 6th, next Monday, the agenda on board docs for you, and then continuing to move forward every agenda here on after tonight on board docs.
You won't be here March 6th,
right?
I thought it was the 13th.
Is it? Let me see.
I had the 13th on my calendar for some
I'd have
reason.
To go. I'll have to go back and look. I thought we had changed it to, but it may be. I may be off on that. Do you have it? Okay.
You know, there was
I think February was a 6th.
February
was a 6th, then. I apologize.
Okay. Okay.
Wait, it's a
okay.
I am going to ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
To adjourn at 5:43 p.m. Kraft?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Meeting adjourned.
All right. That was